the June 14, 2011 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. Will those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn?
You tell them to swear and affirm the testimony you're about to provide, so you can tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Okay. I have reviewed the minutes of the May 10, 2011 meeting and have approved them. With that, we'll go directly to the first case on our agenda, 873 Madison Avenue, Anna Pacheco, Sarah Pacheco, and Rafael Pacheco. Is there anyone here on behalf of those respondents?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Sarah Pacheco. This is Anna Pacheco.
Good morning.
Yes, we do.
Ma'am?
Contete.
All right. We had a notice of violation dated February 16th of this year, claiming that there was parking in the yard, outside storage, junk vehicles, and that the respondent was first notified December 30th, 2010. We had an order requiring the respondent to come into compliance by April 6th. If not, face a possible fine. Property was not brought into compliance. We imposed a lien on a fine and a lien on April 12th, 2011, the amount of $75 per day. It appears as though that has now risen to the amount of $3,537.75. And you have asked for a lien review request. All right, so why should the city consider reducing or doing anything else with its lien right now?
First of all, I couldn't come around April 6th because I don't live here. I live in New York. And what I found on the property was, yes, it's true, there was trash, but it's not, it's from, like, neighbors who just throw their stuff over into the yard. The vehicle was not a junk vehicle, it just wasn't registered with tags, but it was removed from the property as requested. It's just that the rest of the stuff was still there. I came as soon as I could to remove all the trash that was there, and I did. I personally took it to the junkyard, but like I said, it was impossible for me to come down here so soon to get all this cleared up. I tried to get people to help me clear it up, but I guess it wasn't sufficient enough. Aside from that, my mother was also in the hospital. She suffers from a heart condition. And it's really impossible, like I said, to come down like in an instant. And so I try to get here as soon as possible to try to clear that whole situation.
Okay, so I take it nobody lives in the house?
No. Nobody lives in the house.
And whose car was it that was in the yard?
A friend who was sometimes wandering, sometimes went there to help me mow the lawn because I know that's regulation here that has to be cut or every before it gets too tall. So he left his vehicle there, but I wasn't aware that if the vehicle wasn't registered, it can't stay in the yard. I mean, I've never...
Was this your vehicle or your friend's vehicle?
No, his vehicle.
And did you tell him he could leave his vehicle there?
No, I didn't even know it was there until I spoke with Officer Stenson, who was telling me what was going on. So when I found out about the vehicle, I called him and I told him that I was told that a car cannot stay on the property if it's not with tags on.
Okay. And do you know if the vehicle was removed after that?
Yeah, it was. It was removed.
All right. So how often do you get down to this house?
I maybe come once or twice a year. I don't come that often. That's why I have somebody mow the lawn for me. I pay for that to have that done.
Okay. And you're telling me the outside storage was actually somebody else's junk?
Yeah, it was all trash. I picked it up and I took it all to the junkyard.
But you don't know whose trash it was?
To be honest, no.
You haven't been doing any work or remodeling?
No. Just recently, I pulled a permit out to build a shed because I want to put like the lawnmower and stuff in there. I had the lawnmower inside the house. But right now I have a permit because I want to build a shed there to store all types of tools and things inside the shed.
All right, what's say the city?
Good morning. The property did come into compliance after the fine was imposed on 5/23/11. All violations have currently been corrected. The overgrown property, the outside storage, the illegal parking and junk vehicle have all been corrected.
Okay. Is it Ms. Pacheco?
Yes.
Ms. Pacheco has indicated that whatever storage or junk was on the property, with the exception of the vehicle, she suspects was thrown there by others. Did it appear to be anything having to do with this house or just stuff in the yard?
It's my understanding from the few conversations that I've had with Ms. Pacheco. The individual owns the blue truck. He was actually probably caretaker. I can't say if he was actually living there. I have seen his vehicle there numerous times, different times of the day, different days of the week. Like I said, I've done numerous re-inspections on the property. It did take a lot of time, but they did finally get it.
I'm getting the drift that this caretaker might have been the problem?
As possible. Ms. Pacheco probably wasn't aware of what he was doing when that she's in New York. He was down there. And she really didn't get any information until I noticed that.
Okay. What, if anything, did the city have to suggest in the way of a reduction?
The city is willing to reduce this to $1,000.
Okay. Your fine is at $3,537.75. It seems to me as though you've given me something of a plausible explanation as to how the property came to be in the condition it is. Unfortunately, you're the property owner, and whether you're living here or in New York, the property still falls on your shoulders as far as the obligation to keep it in repair and what have you. The city has suggested that a reduction to the sum of $1,000 would be acceptable to them. Did you have anything you wanted to suggest or propose before I make the decision?
No, that's
solo que tengan tiempo para pagar. Yo no puedo pagar.
I don't know what the city has in a sort of payments, or do they want one payment?
Never mind, I'm getting ready to take care of this. All right, I'm going to reduce the fine to the sum of $500 to be paid within 30 days. If it's not paid within 30 days, then the lien stays at the amount that it's at right now. Okay, so make sure you get it taken care of within 30 days.
Okay.
And for future reference, it sounds as though, notwithstanding your absence, that you at least undertook some efforts to keep the exterior maintained, which we appreciate. If you're going to have third persons do that, you need to know that in the future you're going to be responsible for what they do or what they don't do. So with that, good luck to you. And make sure your caretaker doesn't.
Yes, I now know the regulations.
Property for his own purposes.
Thank you very much.
Si la podemos pagar aquí.
If you'll speak to this young lady, she'll tell you how to make the arrangements to pay the
Dile que sí.
All right, next case, Lodoro Properties.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
I'm Dorothy Woods.
Kevin Williams.
I'm sorry, Kevin?
Kevin Williams.
Can you raise your hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide, the truth, and whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, this matter is presently before me for is this here for imposition of a fine?
Yes.
Okay.
For the violations, the previous fine was for failing to secure. It's been secured.
It has been secured.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's hear from our inspector. What's the status of compliance?
Currently, the property is secure. There's no illegal parking. I just haven't had the opportunity to have a re-inspection on the plumbing and electrical and the interior services.
Okay. Let's say the property owner. How are we on our repairs?
I'm making strides toward repairing the property. Have had an electrician in, and he pulled a permit, and I don't know if he has turned it in for inspection. So I'll work on what is happening with that today.
You mentioned electrical and what else?
Plumbing system, actually. That came from the use of the washing machine that was leaking everywhere.
All right. What are we doing with the plumbing issues?
Very soon I'm going to have a licensed plumber to go in.
All right,
and
what else
make the repair.
What else was left?
Dilapidated fencing was removed. I don't know if the broken windows have been repaired because they're boarded up.
Is the house occupied?
No.
So broken windows, interior surface, and plumbing system. Those are violations that were active while the property was being occupied. Being that it's vacant now, obviously the tenant's not complaining about the plumbing system. Either. I don't know if it was the actual washing machine that was causing the hazard or if it was actually the plumbing pipe.
Okay. Is it your intent to re-let this property somewhere down the road?
Yes.
Okay, it's empty right now?
Yes.
And it's going to stay empty until these are resolved?
Yes. This is the young man, Kevin, that is going to be assisting me.
Okay. And how long do you think it's going to take you to get these matters into compliance?
I'm hoping to do it by September.
I mean, the good news is as long as the building's secure to city standards, I can allow you more time. The bad news is you can't occupy it or utilize it.
Right.
It's water into compliance.
Right, I understand that.
The time you're looking for is kind of a two-edged sword there.
I know.
All right. And how long do you think it should take the property? Well, you haven't had an inspection in a while.
I haven't had an inspection, but if it's going to remain vacant, we have no problem giving them at least 60 days.
Thank you.
All right, then I will amend our previous order with regard to those items that remain to be addressed, to allow the respondent until September 7, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And in the interim, it's my understanding the property is already secured to city standards, so the property owner will continue to keep the property secure to city standards and will not rent it, utilize it, or otherwise occupy the property until such time as it is brought into compliance.
Okay. Thank you.
We all clear?
Yes.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
No.
Case number 2 I have is in compliance. Case number 3 I have is in compliance, which brings me to case number 4, Jewel Lovett Testamentary Trust, dated August 30, 2004.
Good morning.
Good morning.
LaFrida Small. Yes.
All right. The nature of the violation was outside storage, roof, drainage, window, doors, exterior surfaces, working without permits, unsecured property. This goes back to August of last year. Affidavit of service. Order of non-compliance. Property supposed to be in compliance by June 8th. Your case will be on the June 14 agenda for consideration of the imposition of a fine. So what say the city as far as the status of compliance?
Currently the property is still in non-compliance. The last conversation I had with the gentleman, his intent was to demolish because apparently he had hired a contractor who pretty much took the money and ran. So his next decision was to demolish the place. As of this morning, the property hasn't been demolished, nor has the demo permit been obtained.
Okay, let's see the respondent.
Good morning. I have an invoice where we're waiting on the city to approve for the house to be demolished.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Sounds like she just applied.
I applied for a permit, and they're waiting for the city to say it's okay to tear it down.
Okay, so there's a permit application.
It's been paid for. She applied.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just have to approve an issue. All right. And how long does that process take?
For a demo permit, she probably picked up today, depending on when she...
We did it on the 7th. The lady said it wasn't ready.
On the 7th. Today's the
14th. Yeah.
They're probably ready by now.
Oh, okay.
And once that permit's in hand, how long should it take to demolish the structure?
A week, if that.
How much time have you kind of planned out to get this done?
By the end of the month.
Okay.
But right. You can give me more if you want. Just in case things don't, flow correctly.
All right, well, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
The end of the month will be July 6th. That's not 30 days, and I know there's a legal holiday in there, too. So since it looks as though, is there any particular urgency to this now that we know it's being demolished?
No. Now that the owner is actually aware of what's going on now, they've been out there. So it's
okay. Do you think you're going to have it done by July 6th?
We're hoping. I mean, it's all, if the city has said it's okay, the man's just waiting to get the permit to knock it down, or however they do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Then I will amend our previous order of non-compliance to allow the respondent until July 6, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now, that sounds like kind of a tight schedule to me, to be honest with you.
Me too.
So if you run into glitches along the way,
okay.
A word of advice I would give you is let your inspector know. He'll pass that on to me, and then we'll be more than willing to give you additional time to come into compliance.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, case number 5 is in compliance. Case number 6, Adonis Sylvester and Evelyn R. Lockley.
Morning.
Please.
Ronald Helgemel. Yes, I do.
Mr. Helgemo, your affiliation with this property?
I just purchased the property, Your Honor, on May 26th. Didn't realize there was violations, and we were proceeded to work on the property and were stopped without a permit. So I've hired a contractor, J. Crandall Construction, and he's getting an engineer to engineer a truss that was broken with a because a tree fell on the house, and trying to get into compliance in that way.
Okay. Mr. Attorney, what do we need to do in order to proceed here? Mr. Heldemode properly before?
Here's my deed. That's a copy of it, of course. Here's a. Well, it's too early to be recorded. It takes a while to record it. Here's a closing statement. Also. Well, I don't have a copy of the recorded deed yet. Okay. They haven't sent it to me yet. It goes back to the title company. The title company sends it to you. It usually takes anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks to get it back.
I would recommend adding Mr. Heldemode as probably the substitute at this point. Whatever your pleasure, Mr. Heldemode.
I'll go ahead and order that we amend our, I guess you would say, the caption to these proceedings to include Mr. Heldemode as a respondent, given the fact that it was indicated he just acquired the property and he's already appeared before us today and has already indicated to us that he's in the process of bringing it into compliance.
Yes.
So that having been said, let me jump ship for just a moment. Are you aware of any of the efforts Mr. Heldemode's undertaken? All sounds as though they've been pretty recent.
Since the initial violation of the roof, I did see that work had started without a permit, which is why they got stop work order.
Okay.
Just the first I've heard that Mr. Heldemode has acquired the property. I don't have any problem giving him time to get it together.
All right. Mr. Heldemode, just for the record, I checked the property appraiser's website and is showing him as the current owner now.
Good. Cool. I'll get you.
We have cleaned up the yard and done that.
And they've actually started repairing on the roof. They'll just have to.
How much time do you think should be required to come into compliance?
They should be ready to go next cutoff.
Next cutoff, July 6, 2011. What do you think?
July 6. That's less than 30 days. I know that we'll start it, and whether we've finished it or not, I don't know. Depends on permitting and all that stuff, so... if I could have 60 days, I'm sure we could be done by 60 days.
All right, good enough. You've already started the process as far as contractors, permitting, what have you?
Yes, I've hired a contractor, and he's
all
working
right,
on...
I'm going to go ahead and amend our previous order of noncompliance to allow the respondents until August 3, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, and just as I mentioned to the previous lady, if you run into any glitches along the way, let the inspector know, and that'll cushion the blow if we end up having serious delays.
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you.
I understand. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Case number 7 is in compliance. Case number 8, James W. Corwin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you please state your name?
James Corwin, and this is Brent Pryor. He was on the property as well.
Brent Pryor.
Yes.
Yes.
Nature of the violation reads renovations without permits. You grade this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, but I was not aware initially. I actually hired a gentleman, Kenny James, who lives like 3 doors down. He's a contractor, paid the contractor to come in to shore up the house. The walls were, it's a very inexpensive house. And
what?
A very inexpensive house. And the house has pretty much was coming down. so I wanted to shore up the insides of the house. And basically paid the money for the contractor for the dumpster and everything. And apparently they did a little bit and took off, and they didn't even pay for the dumpster. That's why the dumpster was, we thought somebody dumped a dumpster in our backyard there, but apparently it was the same dumpster. I guess they didn't pay for it. So they turned around and dumped it. So I got another dumpster, filled the other dumpster, and took it out of there. And basically put a stop work order. Obviously, it's not in compliance because they didn't pull the codes. And here we are. I stopped order as soon as they told me to stop.
All right. Based on our respondent's testimony, I find the respondent being non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, what's the nature of compliance and how long should it take?
To obtain the permits for the property? Say 60 days.
Excuse me. I did talk to a contractor, a John Banks, and I have all the list of people that I would use. The thing is I talked to him and says, I'm a physical therapist. I don't have time to do this sort of thing. I'd like to either donate or sell the property back to a investor of some sort instead of getting, you know, he said not to hire him right away because that would be an extra expense and the permits and everything. I've been talking to Galuli, who's the Habitat for Humanity, to either donate the property to her or just to sell it on Craigslist and kind of get rid of it.
All right. Is the property
is that okay to do?
Secure to city standards?
It is.
But I'm not going to touch it. I'm not, you know. Is that okay to do?
So the property is secure to city standards. The property owner doesn't want to do anything with the property. He understands it can't be rented, used, or occupied.
Correct.
Until it's brought into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that leave us?
External, the
The
outside storage has been removed. Everything's been cleaned up on the outside. It's pretty much as is, as you see now in the pictures, minus the debris in the driveway.
I support talking with the police. I want to fight that. That is like that in the back. That's the part of it's not because there's an actual wall behind it, so you actually have to bust through the back wall.
Mm-hmm. I know. Actually, when we stopped, there's just a wall board out there that, if it gets wet, it's going to come down.
Yeah. The obvious problem is if it.
But I had to stop when he told me.
I mean, if Habitat can't do anything with it, and all you have left is sale. We don't know how long it takes, and now we have a.
I'll sell it for whatever,
like
you know.
For a very long time.
Obviously, I would sell it forever if I'm going to give it away.
So we're stuck with the remaining.
I'll sell it for $10,000 or less if anybody wants to buy property.
I'm sorry, it's up to the magistrate, of course, but we're stuck with property that's going to be remaining non compliant. So at some point, what I would suggest or recommend, and just as a thinking out loud, is maybe allowing some time, whether it's 60 or 90 days. And the one or the other happened. If nothing's happening in that 60-day period, then you're going to have to start trying to figure out what to do.
Can we put wood on that back wall to secure it? All it would take would be plywood, plywood, and nail it up, and then that would be secured properly and stop any water damage getting into the house.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. We weren't going to touch anything until we were.
No, that's all we would do to it.
Okay.
Good.
I mean, I don't know of anything.
If it's secure, I'm still in compliance then.
A structure, or even force somebody to improve a structure. I understand if it's going to be occupied, then obviously they have your requirements come to play. But I also hate to create the potential that this thing's left out there indefinitely. It's sold. City doesn't know it. Somebody else just move in, start doing what they want. When we already know the condition of the property.
I have a suggestion. Shore up the back, secure it, the property grow trespass for a separate room, and maintain the exterior.
Okay, and come give me a progress report like every 90 days.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, did you write down everything? Very knowledgeable inspector said. I think what he said was shore up the back. Did they need permits for that?
No. No.
Okay.
Shore up the back.
Shore up the back. Make sure the property is continued to be secured to city standards. The exterior is maintained. Put it on the, what did you call it, trespass?
Trespass arrest site.
Arrest site. And as it presently stands, we will ask, are y'all local?
Yes.
Yeah.
We will put this matter on our September 13, 2011 meeting for a progress report. When the day comes that you guys no longer own the property, if you'll let the city know, we're not going to dispense with any further need for you to give us a progress report. Otherwise, we'll want a progress report just so you can tell us what you're doing or what you're trying to do, or if you've changed your mind about what you're doing, because we just don't want an idle property to just linger out there indefinitely, because you may come and go and then others may move in and then it creates a problem for the city. So with that, good luck on your efforts, do whatever it is you're trying to do with it.
Okay.
And like I say, if between now and September you've disposed of it, let the city know, that will dispense with the need for the progress report. And then I assume at that point the city will know there's a new respondent in town, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the city will then deal with that respondent.
Yes.
Very good. All right.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Case number 9, Sonny S. Kalin. Anyone here for the respondent? H-A-H-L-E-N. Let's say the city.
I have been in contact with the property owner recently.
They cut the lot. They did repair the windows. However, the windows, in my opinion, were replaced with unimproved material, meaning plexiglass instead of glass. The owner contends that it is glass, so I'll go back and look at it again. I'd say non-compliance next cutoff.
Okay. Do we know why the respondent's not here?
They're out of town. They live out of town.
Okay. All right, based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 10, I.C. Holmes, LLC. Anyone here for the respondent?
It's in compliance as of 6-13.
Very good. Case number 11, Gail Lucinda Smith.
Also compliance, 6-13.
Case number 12 is in compliance. Case number 13, Betty Williams.
Say your name.
Oh, Betty Williams.
Ma'am, are you going to be testifying? Are you going to be testifying
today? Yes.
Okay, what was your name?
I'm Gloria Shahid.
I'm sorry, what was your last name?
Shahid, S-H-A-H-E-E-D.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Are you Ms. Williams?
Yes.
All right. You've been cited for having a junk vehicle on the property. Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
Okay. And based on our respondent's testimony, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Madam Inspector, how long should it take to bring the property into compliance? Hang on a second.
They could remove it in a day.
My sister does not live there. Her house has been burned, and so she has not lived there in over a year and a half. The people next door owns a construction site. They would often park their trailers and their vehicles on her property. She goes around, so I go around, her grandson goes around, and we'll make them move it, but within a couple of days they'll put it back. And that's what has been happening. And we I had one vehicle towed from there. And she's had this property the whole while she's had the house. The whole while the house has been abandoned. because it got burned and she had to move on to another property until they fixed her house. They're in the process now, the city, of fixing her house. So.
Okay. Is the house at 551 Sandra the one that had a fire?
Yes.
Okay, and you no longer live there?
No.
But you have a neighbor that has a construction business?
Yes, they moved away too. We had two neighbors. This happened with two different neighbors. One had a trailer that they parked on there all the time, and the other had a truck that they would park there.
Okay. So it's actually the neighbors that are putting
yes.
people on the property.
Yes.
On your property. Or on your property.
Yes.
And did you give permission to?
No.
Did you ask them to stop?
Yes.
Yes, I did. But then even when I was living there, I had a young boy. I had to call the police on a couple of dudes when they go and steal a car. They park it, and when I wake up in the morning, they'd be parking in the back of my house. And I have been had to call the record on them. So since I moved away, and I haven't been going around there too much because I have glaucoma. I got a van and can't drive it. So I ain't been going around there too much to see who around there or whatever. So the city now is working on my house.
When you say the city's working on your house, what do you mean?
They're rebuilding. They are rebuilding. She's going to be occupying the property again.
The rehabilitation program with community development?
Yes.
Yeah. The rehab program. I mean,
yes. Yes.
You got an application? This is the first time I've had any conversations with
yes.
this property owner. So, are you?
They're
you're on the list?
Yes.
Work done?
They're
yes.
working on it now.
They're building on it now.
They're actually doing it.
Yes. And we go by now at least once a day. We have a big family, and one of us will patrol at least once a day to make sure everything's okay because they are working on it. They have some construction stuff on the property, like ladders and different things.
Do these code violations impact in any way? I'm not familiar with applications to have cities rehab properties or what have you, but do these code violations, there's a record of code violations, impact their eligibility for those kind of programs?
It would not. I used to work in that program.
And the reason I'm asking is I'm hearing the junk vehicle wasn't even there, so I don't even know why they agreed they were in violation, but I'm getting ready to fix that.
Right. Well, the vehicle's been there for some time, and like I said, this is my first conversations. And having worked in community development before, it's my understanding that they do not do work for people unless they live in the house and have insurance on it. And I'm not sure what program it is. Without checking and this being my first conversation, I don't know.
Okay, is the vehicle there on the property now?
No, it's been moved for a while now.
So it comes and goes?
Yes. I think it really moved when the people moved. The second set of people moved away. I think this vehicle belonged to the second set of people that moved in the house. That moved in the house next door.
Well, I tell you what, I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. The easiest thing to happen is let the inspector go do her inspection and Mark put it down as in compliance. Okay, then I'll go ahead and based on our... Did I already find the respondent non-compliance?
Yes.
All right. I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, I've given you 30 days to get the vehicle off the property.
It's off already.
You're telling me the vehicle's already off the property.
It's not there.
So that having been said, all we need is for this young lady to go out there, verify that it's not there. She'll put a form in here that says you're in compliance, and that's the end of it. Okay.
Thank you.
In the interim, anytime you see vehicles on there that don't belong to you, ask them to move them along and tell them that if they don't, it ends up getting you in trouble with the city. Or if you have to call the police, tell them to assist and call the police.
They tied their dog on her property, and the dog tried to bite her, and then they want to shoot her because she's threatening to call on the dog. So these people are, and a bunch of young people are troublemakers, but they moved, so.
All right. Well, that's good.
Thank
good
God. Thank you.
Okay. Case number 14, Rhonda L. Miller. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
I have had no contact. They do have their occupational license, but I've had no contact with regards to any explanation of the drug loading. So we are in non-compliance on the drug loading portion.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. How much time should it take to come into compliance?
30 days.
Order the respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 15, Yang. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Apparently this Yang lives in China. I did speak with a local gentleman who said he is the property manager. I talked with him on June 8th. He said he would apply that day for an occupational license as of June 13th. There had been no application, so we are in noncompliance and next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to meet compliance by July 6, 2011. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the imposition of the administrative fine for failure to obtain occupational license. Say that correctly, I hope.
Yes.
Case number 16, Sharon Morse and Billy Dunlap.
Good morning. Sharon Morse, M-O-R-S-E.
Do you solemnly swear to affirm the testimony you are about to provide the truth of the truth and the truth?
I do.
Ms. Morse, do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent in noncompliance.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Okay, maybe I misunderstood.
Okay. Back up.
Yes, back up.
It says no occupational / rental license.
I do now.
You do now?
Yes, sir.
Well, they applied for it. They're having an inspection on the 30th of this month.
Right.
As you see here, they applied for it and they paid for it. They still haven't gotten it. So I'd like to extend it, give more time, or because the city gave it their date for the in reinspection on the 30th.
Okay. You applied for your occupational / rental license.
Yes.
Has it been issued to you yet?
What is this?
Okay, that's the amount paid, but they have to go through a inspection by Mark Criswell on 6/30/2011. And that's at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
This is going to be an inspection of a residence, I take.
That will be, yes. And okay. Depending on his outcome of whether she might need to do something or not, we don't know until that happens.
Okay. So... again, I hate to show my ignorance. I guess the occupational / rental license is property specific?
Yes.
41 North Peninsula Drive.
Right.
All right, gotcha. Okay. All right. Then, have I found the respondent in noncompliance? All right, based on the inspector's report and the testimony of the respondent, I find the respondent to be... let me back up. So when do they get an occupational or rental license?
They go and they pay for it. Then there's an inspection that has to happen. Mark Criswell or someone from the building department goes in and inspects the property in and out, make sure that they have the smoke detectors, fire extinguisher, all the stuff that they need for rental. Whether the bathroom works, the plumbing works, the electrical looks in good condition. They go through all those inspections, and once that passes, they're given the license. If it doesn't pass...
What is this violation for?
They didn't have one at that point. They just applied after the notice. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can I say something?
Sure.
We got a first notice in August of 2010, and we phoned Mr. Fitzgerald and told him the house had been empty for 4 years. We couldn't rent it. And then in February, we did, and actually just didn't even remember that we needed to do this. So then we hadn't remembered this till we got the notice to show up here today. And in the interim, we applied for the license.
Okay, so you have a property.
Mm-hmm.
It was vacant initially.
Yes.
Then you rented it out in February.
Yes.
And how did the city determine that she didn't have an occupational or rental license?
It came from the permits and licensing. They must have rented it before. And that's how it comes to us. It comes in as that they had a license or somebody called up and said that they were renting it. And so I went over there, sent them their first in 8 of 2010, and their answer was they didn't rent it. So I removed it. And then I found out that they had rented it, and that's when, subsequently, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So basically what we have here is they have rented out a residence and failed to obtain the occupational rental license. Now having obtained or applied for it, they're now going through the review and approval process prior to getting it.
Yes.
Which I take it, in a perfect world, would have been done before any tenants were moved in there.
Yes.
Okay. In any event, this is all for my education.
Mine too.
All right. I find the respondent in non-compliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011. Or what? Be returned for the one-time administrative fee? Yeah. Or does that get held up until, I mean, what if issues are discovered during the course of the inspection? Is that a separate matter altogether?
You'll come back for a hearing and you can either ask for one more time.
Okay.
Right. Right. If that's what you're asking, if something's wrong with the rental inspection.
Right.
Yeah.
Or be returned to the special magistrate for the imposition of the administrative fine for failure to obtain the occupational license. All right. There, we're both ahead of the learning curve now.
Okay. I don't see smoke detector on this list.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, you'll need smoke detectors in the bedroom and
oh, I mean
the hallway.
Not I mean fire extinguisher. I
yeah.
don't see that on here.
All right.
What list did you get?
Next yeah. item I have is
fire extinguishers on there.
220 North Halifax yeah. Avenue, yeah. Elliot Meadows.
There's an email from Mr. Criswell.
220? I've never spoken to the man. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I spoke to him once on property.
Okay, so what is the relief that the city is suggesting or proposing here? That the order imposing fine / lien be vacated because of these circumstances?
That's what Mr. Criswell stating, yes.
Okay. And not to be a nervous Nelly, but given the fact that we're talking about vacating a lien and our current climate out there in the news journal, is this piece of correspondence, I take it, going to be part of the record so everyone will know why we're entertaining this?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Okay, so in any event,
I mean, the gentleman never contacted me or showed up to any of our to let us know that any of that was going on.
So, but I guess he was in touch with Mr. Criswell?
Okay.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, based on the information provided by Mr. Criswell, that I understand is part of the record or response, if you will, then based on that information, I will go ahead and vacate the order of imposing fine and the lien. It was imposed on May 4th, 2011.
Just wanted to let you know, it has been demolished, correct?
It has been demolished. It still needs to be, they still have to put the grass in and do a few more things, but at that point it'll be done.
Just for your.
And then in compliance.
And then it'll be in compliance, yeah.
Very good. Okay. All right. That's all I have on our agenda. Do we have any other miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate? Okay, somebody wants to talk. Come on up.
I don't know if it's miscellaneous or not, but I have a letter to appear today, or to represent the respondent.
for Christopher Newley.
Is there a case number?
There is, SMG061160.
It's in compliance. That was the one I was talking to the door living.
Okay.
Again, I've never talked with the property owner. I've never talked with anybody. I do know that the
number 12 on the agenda is listed as compliant.
The occupational license was obtained, but I've never talked with anybody about the dorm living issue.
Okay.
It's in compliance. We're good.
So it's now in compliance?
I have no idea. There are.
It's marked compliance on the agenda, 531.
Yeah, and I did make a mistake on that. But there. Do we have more than two?
Currently, no.
Okay.
Currently, no. There's only two unrelated individuals living there. The lease expires in July 31st, so I don't see that there's a problem.
Okay.
So we're good.
Yeah,
right.
We're good.
Excellent. Thank you.
Sorry, you had to win all that.
I am too.
All right. Any other business to be brought for a special magistrate? Oh, you missed that.